You're listening to Go Love Yourself ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Welcome to Go Love Yourself.
Like, if I can be in your pitch deck to get money and investment and showing that you're like inclusive.
My God. Yeah.
If
yeah.
you're showing this, if you can use me for that, you can put a size 24 person on your website.
Lauren, we have to start this episode talking about the absolute shit show that is ASOS right now.
Right in there.
And just I'm just gonna get straight to it because it's really bored my piss today. So they've just announced their ASOS insiders, and like, what in the 2004? There are 36 insiders, like stylists, whatever you want to call them, like influencers. And there's literally one of them, you said, Lauren, is a size,
one's a size 20.
Yeah. And that's it. And there's no visible disabilities there either. And it just feels like we're going backwards. And like, I'm sure they're all really lovely people, so it's no kind of disrespect to them. But what in the bloody hell is going on? Because
what in the bloody hell is going on?
10 years ago, right, I couldn't shop anywhere. And I had to solely shop in Dorothy Perkins or maybe Tesco if I was lucky. And then along came ASOS, and they were, I'm not even exaggerating, pioneers in their field. And then other brands followed suit. And so to see them kind of revert back, to scale back their plus sizes, which so many brands seem to be doing, is almost like dehumanising, it's demoralising. And it's made me feel, and I'm sure other women feel, like we're not worthy, that we're just kind of forgotten about. And it's horrible.
It just feels like, you know, Laura and I will go into this more at another time, but we needed to talk about it today because it just feels like brands are trying to tell us something. It makes me feel not wanted. Like, how dare I want to have nice clothes? You don't deserve nice clothes. All those horrible feelings that I had when I gained weight, when I suddenly went from a size 12 who could wear everything to a size 20 who could find nothing and felt gross about myself and how dare I deserve nice clothes. All those feelings are coming back because brands are telling me that. And going onto social media feeds and websites and not seeing anybody above a size 12 in clothes that go up to a size 24, 32. It's abysmal. But look, me and Laura have got a lot of feelings, guys. Like, I'm pissed. Yeah.
It just feels like we're going backwards and it's really frustrating.
Yeah.
However.
There is a however.
There's a big however.
Thank goodness.
We have got a very special guest today. She's the founder of brand new plus size fashion brand, Rune. Welcome to the podcast, Hannah.
Thank you for having me. God, guys, I feel so honoured to be here. I've listened to this podcast for a really long time. So I'm a huge fangirl, if anything. And yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So we do have to say here that Rune, Hannah's brand, are sponsoring this episode. This is awesome because one, it means that we are actually recording in person today and it is so nice. Oh my God, I'm having the best time. It means that we've been able to get our lovely listeners a really good discount code, buzzing. And it means we get to have Hannah on for the whole episode and talk about the whole thing. And also we get to follow along her journey.
See, she actually listens
to
Go Love Yourself.
Go Love Yourself, babe.
She knows. We're so excited for this new like adventure. Tell us all about it. What was the kind of like thinking behind it? What made you get into it? Tell us more.
Yes. Okay. So for context, I don't work in fashion and I've never worked in fashion. I've actually worked in marketing and advertising for the last 10 years. But in doing that, I've worked with loads of different brands in fashion, in beauty and in skincare. And actually the brands that I worked in on the fashion side of things, they were all offering straight sizes. There was never any fashion brands that I have worked with that have offered bigger sizes. And a couple of years ago, I was working with one in particular. They were luxury. They were small. I met some really incredible people. But I did kind of, you know, pose the question and ask, like, why, you know, I can't wear these clothes and I love them and it's something that I want to wear. Like, have you ever considered like going to like bigger sizes? And the answer, quite honestly, was just a bit pathetic. It was just like, well, no, we're just not going to do that. It wasn't really an excuse that they gave me. And it was because it was luxury fashion. It just wasn't even in their minds that they would consider going up like above a size 14 just because, you know, the runway doesn't show above a size 14. So that was a couple of years ago. And the people that I met on that job were actually fantastic. And they're the girls that I work with today. So I basically said to them, you know, why don't you? So I put it to the people working on this brand. Why don't you create a plus size brand that is premium, is luxury? Like, there is such a market for it.
Yeah.
And they looked at me like, why on earth would we do that? Like, we're not the customer. Why don't you do something like that? And my immediate like response was, why on earth would I do that? I work in marketing. I don't come from fashion. But actually, when I started to explore the concept, it came to me like so naturally, because I've always been in a bigger body and I have never felt that the retailers and the shops that I love cater to my size as someone who's been bigger than this and smaller than this. And I just thought, let's give it a go. Let's see like how this goes, basically. And 2 years later, we're nearly there.
Here we are.
Very nearly there.
So excited. And like, you're right though, there is such a gap in the market for this, because I'm really lucky. Like, I do have a bit of disposable income because I don't have kids. And I want to invest in like higher end pieces that are going to last me rather than like the fast fashion.
Yeah.
This is so needed. I can't tell you.
Yeah. And it's, that's the thing. It's like, even if you, obviously the disposable income piece comes into it, but actually when you think about what you're buying, for me, more than anything, is that I was compromising actually on my style and on my wardrobe and how I felt about clothes, because there just wasn't anything for me. I had to get everything tailored. I would overcompensate and buy like stupidly expensive like accessories because I couldn't wear what I wanted. And like, you know, it's mad for anyone bigger than a size 16 to go to like a busy shopping destination and like look at the shops and be like, I can't actually shop here.
Yeah.
And I was like the UK average dress size. Do you know what I mean? 16, 18. I actually think it's 18 to 20 now in the UK is the average dress size. And to think that most brands just stop at a 16 and they just don't really have an excuse for it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
Or they don't have them in like the physical stores.
No. God,
like,
no.
I just recently launched something on my Instagram, which is stock my size, which is saying to brands, like, I mean, I went to one of the biggest shopping centres in Europe the other day and there was one shop that had my size in. Like, it's awful.
I had a real moment of realisation. You know, I said to my friend Sarah, I could have like a grand in my back pocket and I work in Soho and I work in central London and I could go to all of the shops on Regent Street or like wherever I want to shop, like COS, Arquette, Free People, even H&M. And like, I would struggle to find a lovely jumper that is perhaps going to make me feel a little bit special, that is a little bit more expensive, but it won't fit my body.
Brands seem to be okay to lose our money to keep an appearance, to keep to a trend. And like you said, we could go to Bluewater, Lakeside, you know, Trafford Centre in Manchester. Can you tell I'm from the south?
Westfield.
the ones in the north. Like you said, with a grand and come out with nothing.
Yeah.
And how is that out
with something that isn't your style because you have to compromise. Yeah. And that is the thing. I always use the example, if I've got a wedding to go to and I went to a really lovely wedding in the summer, I ended up wearing a dress that was so not my style. I literally looked like I was in sick form because it was like my style when I was 17. It was like floral, bright blue and white. And yeah, it was great and it fit me. And it was from an expensive retailer that does extended sizing and it cost me £300. And yeah, I did feel good on the day, but I look back at those pictures and I'm like, who is she?
Yeah.
Why are you wearing a cream and blue? It's not my style. I live in black and nude and muted colours. Like, that is just how I am. And it's just,
As I personally like would just literally buy anything that fit me.
Yeah.
And I think lots of women do that. I will say, I do think it is easier now to shop online than it was. So there are options online. But yeah, for years, I absolutely just bought things that fit.
Yeah.
And I think it took me a really long time to get out of that mindset of like, oh, just because it fits, I don't have to keep it.
Yeah.
Like you say, like clothes should be representative of our personalities and they should be an expression of ourselves. And that's hard to do anyway, but like even more so, like 10 times harder when you're plus size because you're so limited.
Yeah, it's awful. During the quest for that dress that I was just talking about, I bought two dresses in a size 16 and I took it to a seamstress and I said, can I cut a panel out of this dress and add it to this dress? And she looked at me, she was like, you're asking me to cut up and re-sew a dress. You're double the spend. She's like, you're going to spend about £600 and only get one dress out of it. Mm. She's like, this is nuts. And it's like that, but that's what I have to do.
Yeah.
But I just, if I want to wear something and it doesn't fit me, I have to be creative.
I nearly did that with my wedding dress as well. I just could not find a wedding dress that would fit me. Can you do bridal next, please?
I'd love to do bridal. I really want to do bridal. I think like when I get married, I'd love just a big like rune wedding and everyone just be in it.
Oh my, you should definitely do that.
Yeah. Honestly, anytime we mention it, I think the last time we mentioned it was on the podcast. Me and Laura, one day we'll start our own plus size bridal boutique.
Yeah, I'd love that. We're going together, shall we?
I guess we'll do it.
Okay. I'm buzzing for this. Anyway.
Anyway.
Are we going off piste? Are we okay? We're starting a new business, guys.
Yeah, you're not busy enough.
So I'm just busy enough.
One. What I love about you and why we've got you on here, I feel like it feels very go love yourself to have you, is because you are a woman who has seen a problem and, like, the, you know, the dream in your head that you have sometimes of, like, I want to start a business and I want to solve that problem and I want to cater for plus size women or whatever. And I mean, I've had that dream. You probably have, Laura. So many of our listeners will. And you're actually doing it. So to have you on Go Love Yourself feels very Go Love Yourself.
I feel very Go Love Yourself. I do.
Which we love. So we're so grateful to have you here. But we want to hear a little bit more about Rune, you, how it started, where it's at, what your hopefully new customers can expect. Tell us more.
Oh my God, of course. So I've always been in a bigger body. I was the chubby kid. So literally, my earliest memory of being bigger than my peers was literally 5 years old. So that means that I've literally spent 30 years looking in mirrors and changing rooms and just feeling absolutely shit about what is on offer for me to wear. So as a child and as an adult. And I think Rune came to me obviously at a time where I was working in fashion, like working with fashion brands and speaking to people about it. But actually it started to materialize more when I realized that I am the Rune customer and that I am looking for exactly what I'm offering. I am looking for elevated pieces that are stylish, that are cut to my body properly, that fit my body properly. And I think the main reason that a lot of things don't look right on my bigger frame and never have looked good on my body is because the industry is all sampled on a smaller body.
Right.
So the process of creating a brand or creating a fashion line is that you will come up with your design and then you'll get a prototype made and then it will be fit to a size 8 fit model. So they are size 8 to 10. They are often very tall, very straight up and down. So naturally, when that garment is then made and it's made in a size 16, 18, 20 or whatever, it just doesn't fit a bigger body correctly because these things haven't been considered. A bigger body hasn't been considered.
Yeah.
And I think that was my main goal with Rune, is that fitting on a size 16 as our base size, so we don't look at anyone below a size 16 when we're fitting our garments, that has really helped me. It's helped the brand like materialize and turn into almost a bit of a movement rather than just a brand on its own. Because, you know, I don't know of any other brand that does this. I've really researched and I've really had a look at brands that specifically fit on a size 16 body. And I just can't, like, if they're out there, like, I'd love to speak to them and see what they do.
I don't know of any either.
So it means that, I mean, in some ways it's quite funny. It means that when I do speak to like manufacturers and factories and I take them a size 16 pattern, so like literally a physical pattern of the dress, they look at it and like, yeah, that's fine, but where's the pattern on a size 8? And it's like, but we don't have that. They don't get it. They don't get that it's fit on a bigger size.
So all fashion brands as a whole, and we think at the time of recording, we think that you are the first to do this. So all the other fashion brands that we are using, even for our plus size clothes, they are modeled on a size 8 and then extended by centimetres.
Just scaled up.
It's literally scaled up. So what they do is they grade up from that small base size, basically. And they're probably
our brands. But the base size is an 8. That's
wild. The base size
is,
and it's not just an 8 or a 10. It is, they are supermodels. They're fit models, right? They have no curves. I've met a lot of fit models in doing this and they are, you know, small people. Like that is just it. They are just smaller. And so obviously by the time you get to someone who's like a size 16 or 18, and they've got boobs, they've got hips, they've got a bum, you know, they are like a different ethnicity, they have a different body shape, it just doesn't translate onto a bigger body. And I think that like that is half the problem. If they just
considered it. How often do you hear as well, like with, you know, finding plus size clothes, I'm a size 20, I'm not a size 12 plus 5 sizes. Yeah. I've got, my tummy is bigger and it's lower than, you know, whatever. And I don't fit in these clothes. And you end up feeling shit about yourself. Mm-hmm. And having that bit of information that is like, again, like it's a light bulb moment because I don't think I knew that.
No.
It kind of makes sense as well, doesn't it? Do you find that, I find when I buy things in a size 16, well, 18, 20, 22, it's often very unflattering. Like it will have dropped shoulders, which classically aren't that, like that aren't flattering to people who have bigger arms. I'm very conscious of my arms. And if I have a dropped shoulder, that's why I've created everything with a proper shoulder in it, because it gives you like that expanse that you don't necessarily want to see. So it's all of these little things that you get to.
Love this.
They just don't look right. They just don't actually fit your body properly. And I think Honestly, if our clothes fit, it would solve a massive part of the problem in how we feel about ourselves, because I think how we express ourselves and what we wear, it makes up so much of like who we are as people and how we express ourselves and our personalities and everything. And I just think I would not feel half as bad about myself and my shape and my size and my body if my clothes actually fit me properly.
Yeah, it's a massive thing. It's not superficial. It's really important that your clothes fit. And I think if you feel good, you look good.
Yeah.
It's confidence, isn't it? And it's like you said as well, it's expressing yourself. I want to know, like I'm listening to you, I'm literally getting like more and more frustrated and pissed off thinking, if you can do this and you're a small independent brand just starting out on your own, why can't these big brands with these big budgets, like why do you think that is?
I can't make sense of it. I actually can't. And it's really demoralizing. So just put this into context, like I started this brand with not a lot of money. Like I don't come from money. I don't have a massive, you know, pot of trust fund to do this with. And I am so angry that I am having to do, like, quite honestly, I'm so angry that I'm having to do this, because there are brands that have got so much cash and the potential and the connections, right? I didn't have any connections in the fashion world, in the industry, with factories, with manufacturers. Like, there are massive established brands out there that have literally got the keys to unlocking so much business growth for themselves and money, because we want to buy these clothes. I cannot fathom, honestly, like, my marketing background is like screaming at them, like, they need to be doing this. Yes, they can make an absolute fortune.
Yeah, we're both comms girls and I'm like, I don't understand what you're doing.
No,
yeah.
Like, it's easy money. And I think ultimately, you know, making clothes for bigger bodies is more expensive. That is just like the long and the short of it. Mm. You have bigger fabric consumptions. Obviously, you need more fabric to make a garment that's going to sit on a size 18 versus one that's going to sit on a size 8. Like, that is just common sense. But if you're creating clothes in a size 8, you make up the profit margin from that size 8, even if you're selling a size 24, 26. Do you know what I mean?
Right, okay.
So, like, obviously, your profit margin is smaller when you're making bigger clothes because there's more costs involved, because you have to have more physical fabric or a design change. Mm. But obviously, yes, you lose a percentage of your margin on a bigger size. But if you're still selling a size 8 to 10, which is a standard, like you make the money, but it balances out.
Right.
And this is like the main like frustration, is that like you could do it.
Yeah.
It could be done.
Yeah, I think that's the crux of it. If they wanted to, they would.
Yeah. Completely.
You hit the nail on the head.
They don't want to see, honestly, they don't want to see bigger bodies wearing their clothes. I genuinely think that is it.
And that's, I think, especially true when it comes to the more luxury high end.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And there's so much snobbery. And
it's awful.
Yeah.
It's,
like,
yeah.
We think it's bad on the high street. Like, I think when it comes to like designer
clothes.
I couldn't
even fathom. Yeah.
I wouldn't even look, because what's the point?
No. Yeah.
I don't even know.
Why is my money not as good as everyone else's?
I know. There is truth in these brands not wanting to see their garments on bigger bodies when they do offer bigger sizes, but they still don't show it on bigger bodies on the website. This is what I'm saying. So even if they stock a size 24, or, you know, I'm actually thinking of like a really popular athleisure brand, very openly talks about going up to like a size 26 and having extended sizing. You go onto the social media feed and it is all size 8 girls, and they're all white, they're all blonde, they're all able-bodied, and it's like, that is so frustrating. You're advertising, you're putting me in your mission statement. Did you see that piece of content? Your mission statement that you are offering extended sizing. So you're sucking me in, but then the clothes that you're showing me that you're offering a size 24 are on a smaller body. Like, if I can be in your pitch deck to get money and investment and showing that you're like inclusive.
My God. Yeah.
If
yeah.
you're showing this, yeah. if you can use me for that, you can put a size 24 person on your website.
Yeah. It's like a diversity tick box for some brands.
Yeah. God,
it's
tokenism. I'm angry.
I've got the shivers.
I'm so pissed. You're so right. And again, another thing on that as well, you're going to see these brands, Boohoo, calling the fuck out of Boohoo. They did this, jeans for everybody.
Ooh. Yeah.
The biggest person on that screen, I think, was maybe a size 12 or a size 16.
Yeah.
They were all 3 inches within each other, like, height-wise. You cannot claim everybody. You cannot, like you said, use that in your mission statement, use that in your campaign slogans to try and get attention and money and investment, yet you are not showing those clothes on everybody.
No. Have you seen the new Skims campaign?
Oh,
Skims Swim, she launched last week. Skims, I've always loved Skims. I will say I love the shapewear. I love the quality.
Apparently
of
it's great, yeah.
It is great. Yeah. There is a lot of, it's quite loaded in the brand, whatever. Mm. But she launched Skim Swim, a new collection, last week, 10 days ago. And it is literally a lineup of size 8 to 10, like supermodels. But you're selling a 4X. You're selling a 24, 26. You're selling these big sizes.
Mm. It just speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It does. Like, yeah. It does speak. And it's the same with, you know, I look at Good American all the time, and actually they're pretty, again, another Kardashian, but they're pretty good in like open casting and getting bigger girls in and whatever. But actually, if you go on their homepage of their website, it's pretty far down before you see someone who's above a size 10.
You're so right. And the amount of messages I get from people saying, well, I don't know how that looks on my body.
Yeah.
And the amount of messages I also get, you probably get this as well, Lauren, saying, I'm so glad you bought that and showed that to us because saw it on the model. Mm. She's beautiful, but you know, she looks great in it, but she's a size 8 and I would never have considered it for me. No. But you've just shown me, actually, I could wear that and I really like it.
Yeah.
And it's so important. Lots of brands are doing it. I noticed Fat Face and Monsoon, I'm sure there are others as well, where they are showing a small, Phase 8 are quite good for that as well, where they show a smaller model and a plus size model.
It makes me, as someone who is trying to launch a brand that is plus size, I hid away from the term plus size for a really long time.
Did you?
Yeah, at first it was Rune made for midsize because I was scared of the phrase plus size because it carries so much negative like feelings for me just because
plus,
which is crazy because I'm very invested in the body positive movement. I'm fine with calling myself bigger and plus size and whatever, but there is something that is attached to the phrase plus size that actually I felt quite shy about. And I don't know, it definitely wasn't embarrassment because I know that I have to own this term if I'm going to start a brand that's, but because I've spent my entire life in a bigger body, plus size has never given me the feeling of like pride, not pride, but I've never felt connected to the term because I've always felt quite negative about it.
I think that's because potentially, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I wonder if that's because you're being othered. It's not like, you know, standard
and also
size.
Plus, it's like it extra. Just carries. Yeah, it does.
I think it did have this negative connotation because when it, like, you know, say 10 years ago, when you go onto websites or, you know, go and find clothes, there were these plus size collections that were like 5 off the shoulder butterfly tops, that kind of thing.
Oh,
and
my
that's
God,
all
the
that
butterfly
negative
tops,
thing.
Sorry. The comments that I get.
Girl.
Cold shoulder butterfly. It still exists, you know.
Oh,
the
butterfly. Oh, yeah. I saw it live and kicking in yours the other day.
Yeah,
I was like, oh,
it is alive and well in
what
yours.
What the fuck is with the butterfly? The cold shoulder, the slogans.
No idea. The slogans.
They're still about.
The slogans. We don't want to live, laugh, love. It's 2024.
We want to eat shit and cry. Leave us alone.
Don't want a fucking top of an Eiffel Tower on it.
No.
I wonder as well whether that's because brands don't have fat people on their buying teams and in their, like, you know, marketing, their head office or whatever. Like, I think you need that fat perspective and to someone to go like, I wouldn't wear that.
Yeah. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
So this is where I was about to say literally exactly the same thing. And we need fat people in the room where it happens, or at least some fucking diversity for the love of God. So this is why you creating something as someone that you said, like, you've always been bigger and you can go in with that perspective and you know to say, like you said earlier, like what fits me where and all of that.
Yeah.
Like you've gone in there with that perspective. It's so basic. It's like business 101, yet no one's doing it. And like you said, it's now down to you. And to try and do that, it's wild.
Even, you know what, it's so interesting that you say that in having like that fat perspective or the bigger perspective, because even when I do a fit meeting and I sample the clothes, I'm the one that's saying that armhole is too small. That cuff is going to make, do not, like, oh, she put elasticated. I'm like, no elastic, love. Like, they're suggesting things that I'm like, I would run a mile if I had a lovely like blouson sleeve, but it had a really tight, like, I would run a mile from that. That is going to make me feel so restricted and uncomfortable. And it's like, I'm suggesting these things and I'm literally getting people like, oh, you wouldn't think of that then. And I'm like, no, a big person would never ever go for that cut or that shoulder, or would like feel very uncomfortable in that. But that's the thing. It's like, even the people that I work with who are so fantastic and brilliant at their jobs, but because they've been in this industry where the culture is so like, got to be Kate Moss, you got to be skinny, you got to walk down a catwalk, they're so used to that mentality. So when I suggest like a bigger armhole or like, I don't know, two internal buttons, like depending on how you're feeling that day, if you want, like, you know, if you're feeling not like bloated or whatever, Like, they don't think of things like that because they're so used to...
Yeah, and it's needed.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
I want 2 internal buttons.
I want 2 internal buttons as well.
Because I was saying to the
that's
guys,
period week or not period week.
Exactly. I was going to say that. And they were like, oh, but why? And I was like, you need to remember that, like, my weight fluctuates literally 10 pounds. And that is not an exaggeration. Like, I fluctuate all the time. And if I want a little bit more room in a garment, like, I really do. Like, I really just want a bit more movement. But it just doesn't even cross the mind of some people that are creating it.
Yes, thank God.
I'm going to be really honest with you now.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to like me after this, but I'm actually really jealous.
Of
you?
Why?
I love this.
Don't be. It's chaos in this brain. I tell you, don't be jealous.
No, because, like, I've wanted to do it for ages. And people... Oh my God.
Exclusive, guys.
I really need someone with a big following to the
No, I've been wanting to do it for ages, and I get messages all the time being like, well, why don't you do it? You're always moaning. So people always say to me, you're always moaning. Why don't you fucking do it? I wouldn't know where to start, but I am genuinely so glad and so excited that you've done it.
Do you know the difference between me and you, Laura? And I only know this because I listen to this podcast.
Go on.
Is that I am financially deluded and you are very...
Very sensible with
money.
And
so
I only
true.
Know that because I've listened to you for a very long time.
High five, financially deluded, babes.
I am completely, there is, I don't care, like the risk to me, well, I care now before it's about to sell. But it's just loan for this. And I've just gone into it, like just got a massive loan and just shut my eyes and been like, I'll deal with it.
You are my kind of girl.
And that is what... I mean,
Laura's brain now is like, I regret everything.
If this goes, and that's not a criticism. Listen, I wish I was. I'm in a pickle here. But if you know, I believe in this enough. Basically, I believe in this enough to get myself into a huge amount of debt because I do think it's neat. Like, I want it to be a movement, and it's so needed. And it's not. Listen, it is so expensive to do just a plus size brand because I'm not making money on those smaller sizes. Like, my margin is small. These garments are expensive, but they're made in Europe. They're designed in London. They're like sampled like within an inch of their life. Like, I have like a lineup of girls and I'm like, how does that fit on you? That's the first question. I don't look at how it looks on them. I say, how does it fit on your body? Because I want them to tell me, like, you know, oh, it feels a bit tight here. I'm a bit restricted. And I say, like, this is an open floor, like, criticize the shit out of it. I want you to tell me exactly what's wrong with it. And they do. They say, like, oh, it's a bit like tight around the back, or like my bra like feels a bit uncomfortable, like that's a bit low. I can see my bra in there or whatever, like big bra straps. I want to, you know, be able to cover them up and whatever. It is expensive to do it because obviously, basically, I don't make up the margin as if I would if I was making like a smaller size. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, on a smaller sized garment, you obviously have a bigger profit margin because you have less fabric, etc.
Yeah.
But because I'm starting with a size 16, naturally, like, there's more fabric involved, right? And there's more precision and there's more design work. Like, my designer works really, I work very closely with her on like everything that we put together. I had a pattern cutter in London create things and a machinist make me a prototype. So usually you'd go to a factory, like, literally with a piece of paper, like, this is my design, this is my pattern, go away and make it for me. Actually, we did that with the first round and they were so abysmal.
Really?
Oh my God. The stuff I got back, I literally looked in the mirror. I was like, what have I done? I tried it on. It was, there was just no, the rise. So from like your crotch to your belly button, right? So the rise of the trouser that I made, it was like 70 centimeter rise.
Oh no, like Simon Cowell.
It's like, it's 70 centimeters, nearly
bloody
a meter.
Hell.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they just didn't get it. Right. So I had to basically pivot a little bit, and I had them made in London, the prototypes. I had a machinist and a pattern cutter, and I was like, this is what I want you to make. So we did that, and then we sent the physical garment to Portugal to the factory where it was made, and we were just like, copy that. Like, right. You don't need to touch it. Don't touch it. Don't do anything to it. Just copy it. I still had to do that 5 times because they kind of just have it in their heads how clothes should be, which is fine. Obviously, they're incredibly experienced, and I love the factories that I work with. They are, you know, pristine and they are fantastic and everyone's very happy and paid well and it's really ethical and I'm very, very happy with my decision. But they are making the likes of Victoria Beckham and Carolina Herrera. They are making designer brands. So when I go in there with like a big pair of pants and I'm like in there and I'm like, these need to fit me. They look at my body and they're like, oh no, like, we're going to break in. So they literally literally look at me like, what is she trying to do here?
Hey everyone, it's Hannah from Rune here. I just wanted to pop on and say that I have an exclusive offer for everyone listening to this podcast. You can get 20% off when you use the code GLY20 at rune-studio.co.uk. That's GLY20 at rune-studio.co.uk. Thanks guys.
So tell us about your like plans and like future aspirations for Rune then. Because you're starting quite small, aren't you? So you've got 7 pieces, is that right? In your initial collection.
Yes, exactly. So we're launching with 7 pieces, and that is purely because of, you know, finances. So we are launching with 7 pieces, a couple of dresses, some really lovely co-ord trouser and shirt sets, size 16 to 24. And I feel like it's only right that I address the fact that I'm launching a plus size brand and only going up to size 24. And I know it's something that we've kind of all discussed. And actually it's something, I mean, I've also made quite a lot of content on it on TikTok, but it is something that I feel quite uncomfortable about because I've been a size 24. And I think the fact that brands stop at that size just to like tick, we do plus size. Like, I just don't think that's good enough. And it's absolutely in my plans and it is coming very soon, hopefully, fingers crossed, to go up to like, you know, size 30 and beyond. Like, it is never my intention to stop at a 24. It's purely a money thing. Like, it's like, if I could launch every single size, like plus size that there is, I would absolutely love to do that. But you have minimums with factories, you have a certain margin that you have to hit. I'm not also creating high quantity. So like my first collection is only 500 pieces, which doesn't sound, well, in one way it does sound a lot because it is a lot, but then other ways it's not a lot, right? When you think about the potential demand, but it is purely like a money thing. Like to start a brand, a plus, like, you'd need hundreds of thousands of pounds to do that. Like to do it the way that I'm doing it. Listen, I'm very close with my factory and my agents that I work with. I want to go and see them. Like I want to see the girls working on it because I would just, I don't know how people do that. I don't know. I want to be connected to it as much as possible.
It's like your
basically.
Heart and soul, isn't it? Like this is your, like, it's your business.
It's my baby. And I, because I'm the customer and I'm so passionate about it. And I genuinely believe that if our clothes fit us a bit better, we'd all feel a bit better about ourselves. Like that is so important to me. I can't just ship it off and like not know who's making it. Like that just does not sit well with me at all. Like it has to be in my control as much as possible. But obviously with that comes like finance, like expense, right? I could save a load of money and make a load of money if it was made in China, but I don't want to, like, that's not what this is about. This is about premium, like entry-level luxury. It's high quality. It's hand-finished. Like, they're pieces that I think will last, I know will last a very long time. They're made in high-quality fabrics. Like, this isn't just a flash in the pan.
No, I'm really glad you said that because I think we were initially a little bit like hesitant, but I completely understand where you're coming from. And I obviously know, like having spoken to you like before the podcast, like extensively, I know that you want to and are planning to extend your sizes. And we can forgive that and we should forgive that because as well, like you're doing this on your own, like you said, a huge financial risk to yourself when these big brands who have got these big budgets aren't doing it.
It does make me so annoyed. I think something talking about things that like kind of make us feel uncomfortable, I think one thing that I also have to touch on is that, you know, in an ideal world, this would be cheaper to the customer. I think that's something else that I'm always very mindful of. You know, I'm going out there, I'm going to try and sell a dress for £200 when I'm very conscious that we are in a cost of living crisis and we've just entered a recession. Like, I am very, very aware of that. And I think, I just have to, I guess like addressing it, you have to be as honest as possible, but it's when you start a business like this, there's always uncomfortable things that you almost expect and anticipate the criticism. Yeah. And to address it, I think is like, that's what brand founders should be doing. They should be saying like, yes, we're like, I should be saying confidently, yes, we are a plus size brand and we only go up to a 24, but we will be going up to a size 26, 28, 30. Like that is absolutely in the plan. It never wasn't thought of. And yes, I want this to be a cheaper brand. Like, at the moment, business sense, it you know, I won't make money from this in the initial stages, like quite honestly, like it will, if it breaks even, it will be.
And it's not going to be for everyone.
Like, no, you know, it's not.
That's going to be my point.
That's another thing.
And that's fine. Like, this is not going to be affordable for everybody. Yeah. But there are lots of people, myself included, who have been crying out for this. And you're right, they are quality pieces. Yeah. Like, you sent me the dress that you've got on. And you can tell, like, it's thick, it's well made. It's, like you say, hand finished. Like, you can tell that's something that's going to last in your wardrobe for a lifetime. Personally, I would much rather invest in something that I can wear again and again, that isn't, like, a trend, that isn't, like, made of plastic, isn't going to fall apart after three washes. I'm so sick of buying that kind of stuff. I would personally much rather invest in something that is going to last me for a long time.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be for everybody, but no one is. Like, there's brands that, like, people say, oh, not my style, or don't like where they're, you know, they're made, or they're fast fashion, or they're, like, they're too cheap, or whatever. So you can't please everyone.
Yeah, that I got that piece of advice, actually, and it was honestly the best, like, thing that has, I've remembered it ever since, is that, like, you actually can't be everything to everyone.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes to plus size, we are so desperate as plus size people, we are so desperate for something that when something comes along, when fashion brands comes along, we almost expect it to be affordable, expect it to be high quality, expect it to be luxury, but those things together just aren't possible because the scale and the money that it would take. But it's just a shame that, like, I feel desperate as someone in a size 18 to 20 body. Like, I feel desperate for a brand that I can, like, afford, that does look good, that makes me feel, but, like, all of these things. But because it's not out there, you want everything, but it's just not possible. Like, it's not.
And this is it. And we, again, it's a thing that I considered when you came on. Your ethos is very go love yourself. That's why you're here. Not everyone listening to this podcast can be able to afford one of your dresses, but they can get behind you on your ethos because, again, you're doing the right thing. And I think that's really important.
We always talk about how, like, the plus size industry, like, is lacking. So I really, really hope people do get behind you and do support you. Like, not just because you are doing it ethically, but because the pieces are beautiful, but also, to support you. This is amazing what you're doing. We've been crying out for something like this for such a long time.
Don't.
And I just really, I just really want people to get behind you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's exciting, right? I'm excited for it as a brand.
And just, like, just the badass, like, businesswoman kicking it. Like, do you know what I mean?
Well,
do you know, but, like, no, I think it's so inspiring. I literally want to go home right now and quit my job and start a business.
Oh my God,
I can't, but that's how you make me feel. Oh, and so that's really exciting. So fully behind you. So Hannah, my new best friend, what is the dream?
So I tell you what, it is a big dream and I don't actually know if it's possible, but I dream of having a store or stores, real life locations, because something that I always crave and something I always think about, which in a way is quite funny, but I always think, like, if something happens to my outfit on the way into town, I have got minimal options.
That is such a good point. If your jeans, if you're just, like, dressed just like split, you know how much I spill things down myself.
Yeah, you do.
I can't just go and buy something on the high street.
This is the thing. And I do just think, like, okay, we've got M&S, great. But, like, ultimately, I do want to stock all sizes. But ultimately, I'd love a store that stocks every single size. That is it, like, you know, I'd love a big, like, an amazing big shop, like a Rune store.
I see you having a little boutique on Seven Dials.
Oh my God, stop
I see
it.
You hosting events and workshops in the evening.
Oh,
and, like,
God.
Little, like,
supper club.
Stop it.
Big girl brunch.
Big girl brunch. We could just, we'll get a liquor license. That's it. I've bought into the beers. But, like, and then, like, little get to know you, like, so everyone can make, like, fat friends.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is lush.
But imagine a store. Oh my God,
that would be great.
An actual shop.
I would cry. Like, that many people would have a very emotional reaction to that.
It is so it's like my North Star dream. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking, like,
that's so exciting.
If ever this really flies, like, oh my God, just for all. And you know what? I'm doing it for the girls that, like, they just don't have that option. Like, I'm genuinely doing it for those girls because it feels so shit. Like, it really feels shit, doesn't it? Like, not having options and, like,
massively.
I honestly think my mental health is so governed by my body image and how I feel about myself. And half of that is just because I don't feel, like, accepted. Like, I've never felt, like, socially accepted.
And it's reinforced when you can't buy clothes.
Yeah, I've put my body through hell. And it's, like absolute, like, hell to try and be smaller than this. And honestly, when I came to the realization that I was never going to look like, you know, I'm never going to be like a size, like, I'm just never going to be a size 8. Like, I've really tried, guys. Like, I've killed myself in the gym for, I didn't eat bread for a year once. Like, I was really bad.
Sorry.
Sorry, that just really made me laugh. Lauren in my but peripheral.
It would have been better if it was like.
I know, like it was really heartfelt. But that's the thing, that I really have put my body through the ringer in trying to be smaller. And the minute I accepted the fact that I was never going to be this unrealistic body type was actually when I thought, like, something needs to change in the industry. Because, like, what, I'm just going to wait until, like, even if I spent 100 grand on plastic surgery, right? I always think this, you could spend 100 grand on my body and cut all my fat off. But if you did that, I still wouldn't be this, like, ideal. Do you know what I mean? And clothes probably still wouldn't fit me properly because that's not my shape. Like, it's not my structure. Like, it's just...
Yeah, some people are just
bigger. Different, and that's okay.
Getting to that self-acceptance point, this is where the good shit happens. Yeah. Like, for me, I've been able to... I just feel so much more comfortable with who I am. I literally don't care if you don't like me or you think I'm too loud or my history's boring or... my clothes are too, whatever. Like, I just don't care anymore. I wish the best for you and I just want to live my life. Yeah. And then your self-acceptance, you've got to a point when you've gone, oh my God, something's missing and I can step in here.
Yeah. Like, and it's this freedom, is the freedom of accepting the fact and realising. I remember waking up the first New Year's Day that I woke up with the mindset of like, I'm just going to live and I'm not going to give myself a resolution of like, this is going to be the year that I'm going to be a size 8.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Isn't that
New Year's
so
Day.
Freeing?
It
oh
was
my
so
God.
Freeing. And then honestly, from that moment, it sounds very like, you know, a bit woo-woo, but since then, like all of this has like materialized and happened because it's like, I shouldn't have to change my body to fit an ideal, but then there is an enormous industry out there that is lacking in things that I want. But like, what, I'm just going to live in shit that I don't want to wear?
Hannah, thank you so much for joining us. We've literally loved the chat. It's been awesome. And we just want to say thank you to Rune again for sponsoring the episode.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to keep our lovely listeners updated as well with all of your updates because we really invested and I'm sure everyone listening as well. So we're going to be chatting to you soon, aren't we?
Yeah,
keeping up with you.
Size 26 is coming, guys. It's the next one coming down the line. I'm literally pushing for it. It's going to be here. Yeah. May time, April, May.
Over on our subscriber channel, we have a little Q&A all about fashion and styling, including the outfit we first felt fabulous in. You can listen to that and all of our extra episodes on Go Love Yourself for just £1 a week on Patreon or Apple Podcasts.
And you can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
As always, you can follow us on Instagram. We're at Go Love Yourself Pod. Hannah, where can we find you?
You can find me at We Are Rune on Instagram and TikTok.
Thank you so much. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
3rd Network, a place where you belong.
Hello, I'm La La La, Let Me Explain, and this is It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.